Okay, I gotcha. I thought you were referring to CB or as far as radio, but yes, all I learned about the CBs, John Wayne taught me, and the fighting CB, so that's about it, yeah. Yeah, that's probably what I would have done. I'd never been in the service myself, but that's probably what I would have done, gone into for the Navy and probably done something like this, you know, for, you know, radio man on board a ship or something like that. But, you know, never done anything like that. Boy, I'm over here in traffic and sitting here thinking about what the other comment you made was that I was going to comment on again. And I'm getting short-term memory loss here, watching out for the traffic here. Well, that's the GMRS. Yeah, I think you do need a license. Fairly confident you do. The FRS frequencies, however, you do not, but those are, you know, much lower power. I don't think they really overlap the amateur radio band, because those are, like, 462 and 467 megahertz for those frequencies. But I've got a few other friends that do it, and I know there's an overlap of hams do it as well, too, so I'm kind of curious just to see how many are hams and how many are not. Maybe eventually some of the ones who are not will eventually become one. Maybe. We can only hope. The only thing is, I'm going to have to start carrying around so many radios. You know, I have to have, you know, something for HF and something for System Fusion and D-Star. Just wish they would just combine them so you could have something all in one. But maybe check out the, I think they came out with a new product. It used to be called OpenStart, and I think it's called RF Mic 1 or something like that. I'm going to have to go and refresh myself, but I think you can purchase one of those and use that for any of them. But I think you have to have a radio that's capable of it first, so. Let's see here. Well, let me just toss it back to you there, Fred. I'm over here just approaching 696 and 75. And kind of got to be pretty slow here, so. Rush hour traffic, but telling some other people the past few days, it's not as bad when I have enjoyment of talking with someone like you. So it takes away some of the, well, just, you know, the stress, I guess. Maybe not stress, but my loss of patience. Back to you, Fred.